Welcome to a new episode of Accessible Computer Podcast. Adrian Thomason here, and today I'm talking again about Outlook. I'm going to demonstrate today how to deal with attachments in Outlook 2016 using JAWS. Of course, adding an attachment or saving an attachment is not a difficult job, as long as you know the right way to perform this task. I'll open for this demonstration my Outlook. I'll go for the first part of the episode to save an attachment from an email what I've got in my inbox, and then I'll show you two ways to bring an attachment into a new email in case you wish to compose an email and add an attachment to it. I'm using Windows 10, JAWS 2018, and Outlook 2016. This is my inbox. I'll press end to go to the last email. So as you heard here, my screen reader reported attachment and then says the name and the subject of my email. I'll press enter to open the email. It is important to do this step when you want to save an attachment.
Enter. Message from danyanku@gmail.com. Subject: Imagine WordPress with speech 1400x1400.
I've got this image, which is an attachment. I'll press now insert A from alpha.
WordPress with speech.png 121kb11 attachments button.
And probably you heard JAWS saying the name of the file which is attached as an image, WordPress 1400x1400, and it says one attachment and as a button. So I can press spacebar on this button.
Space.
It's made like a button if you want, but nothing happened. Yeah? So instead of pressing spacebar, I think the way how the JAWS reports the attachments being a button is not just the right way to report it. But I'll press Shift F10 or application key.
Shift F10. Preview, open, quick print, save, save all attachments, dot, 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 remove attachment, copy, select all, menu, preview.
I've got preview.
Open.
Open. If I arrow down.
Quick print.
Quick print.
Save as. Save all attachments, dot, dot, dot. Remove attachment. Copy. Select all. Preview.
We're back to preview. These are all the contextual options for my current attachment in this email. I want to save the attachment.
Open. Quick print. Save as. Save all attachments, dot, dot, dot.
Save all attachments in case you have more than one file attached to that email.
Remove attachment. Copy.
I'll go to save as.
Remove save all. Save as.
Press enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Imagine WordPress with speech 1400x1400 message HTML. Save attachment dialog. File name. Edit comma. WordPress with speech.png. Alt plus N.
As you can hear, JAWS put a focus on the name of the attachment. If I want to change the name of the file which is attached, I can do it in here, but I'll leave it as it is. I'm happy with the name.
Tab, save a type, combo box, TNG, file star, .png, 202, alt plus T.
So I press tab. Here I can select the format for my attachment. It's a PNG. I leave unchanged.
Tab, toolbar, I folder button.
And here, if I'm going with tab, I can go through a browse window
tab,
where I can select a place where to save my attachment.
Tab, menu, save button, alt plus S.
So I save button. I'll not hit save button because I'm interested to know the path of the place where my image will be saved in order to find it afterward. It's not a clever way to save an attachment and then to go crazy to search for it in the whole computer.
Tab, cancel button. Tab, toolbar up to Adrian, alt plus up arrow button.
So it says up to Adrian.
Tab, toolbar, all location, split button.
All location. I can change the location here. It's a split button.
Tab.
I press one more tab and here is search button. Keep going with tab.
Tab, items view list box, read only, organize button.
One more.
Tab, control host, tree view, this PC, closed.
So here is a tree view. I'm just in my computer folder if you want this PC as is named in Windows 10.
Tab. Items view list box read only. Audacity 13/03/2019/12/13 file folder 1/5.
Here it says Audacity folder, but I know Audacity folder in my case is in documents. So if I'll backspace here, I'll get one level up in my tree view and
shell folder view, 3D objects, 14/03/2019/17/44/5 folder, 1/11.
As you can hear now, I'm in the root of this PC folder. So I'll go down arrow.
Contacts. Desktop. Documents. Downloads.
I'll go to documents.
Documents.
I want to save this image in documents.
Enter. Desktop. Item view list box save attachment dialog. Audacity 13/03/2019/12/13/5 folder 1/5.
Okay. I'm getting a tab till save button, or purely I can press enter now because the documents folder is chosen.
Tab, name split button. Tab, file name, edit combo, WordPress list, speech.tn tab, save as type, combo box, png tab, toolbar, I folders, tab. Menu, tools, tab, leaving menu, save button, alt plus S.
Save button.
Space. WordPress list, speech.tn 121kb101 attachments button.
Okay, now the image is saved now. I'll press escape.
Escape. Inbox accessible.
I'm back into the inbox. I'll go now in documents in order to search for my image. Windows M.
Windows M, desktop, folder view list, P, cons, Mac, M, P, PC.
PC. PC is my shortcut for this PC.
Enter.
And here,
items view, multi-select list box, folders expanded, not selected, 3D objects, system folder,
I'm 11. Going to documents.
D, not selected, desktop, D, documents.
Pressing D, documents, press enter.
Enter. Documents, items view, multi-select list box, not selected.
And now I'm pressing W from WordPress.
W, WordPress with speech.png.
So this is the file what I saved from my email. Okay, so this is with the save file when you receive an email with attachments. And the same way you can print the attachments if you have a PDF or doc file or a text file or even an image file if you want to print in on paper. But I'll go now to demonstrate how to add attachment into a new email. So I'll go back into my inbox. Okay, and here I hit Control N for a new email.
Control N, untitled message HTML, edit.
I'll put here an email address, just
R. N. Adrian Tamsin, adrian@tamsin.co.uk/1/5.
Okay, so I'll use this address, enter.
Enter.
I've got the email here, I'll press tab.
Tab, CC edit.
CC here if I want to add a second address.
Tab, subject edit, alt plus U.
Here is the subject. I'll put example of attachments.
E-X-A-M-E-L-E.
Example of working with attachments.
W-O-R-K-I-N, working, W-I-T-H, with A-T-A-T-T-A-C, H-M-E-N-T-S, attachments.
Okay, press tab.
Tab, message, edit.
I'll not type in the email body anything, but if I want to add a file or multiple files as attachments, I've got two ways. Or I can choose a simple way using Windows Explorer to copy a file or multiple files and then pasting into the message body. Or the other way to browse for an attachment is to use Alt key.
Ribbon.
It's going to the upper ribbon menu. So I'm going to the right to Insert tab.
Insert tab, alt followed by N.
Go down.
Menu, lower ribbon, insert group box, include group box, attach file, dot, sub menu.
Insert, attach file. So I'll press enter.
Enter. Lower ribbon, include group box, WordPress with speech.png button, alt followed by N, leaving menus, WordPress with speech.png button.
Now, what's going on here? When you press enter in that button, first of all, Windows displays the latest files what you are dealing with. In my case, I was just saved and checked this image. So for example, in my case here, it is the image of, is the name of the image what I was just saved from my previous example. So I'll go down. So this is another document what I've opened a few minutes ago. If I'm going down arrow, again, is another file what I opened. So I'm not interested to go to browse through the recent files because here the system is coming with the latest files opened. So I'll press tab.
Menu, browse PC, dot, dot, dot.
And what I'm looking for is this button here.
Menu, browse this PC, dot, dot, dot.
Browse this PC, dot, dot, dot. Press space bar.
Space. Leaving menus. Insert file dialog. File name edit combo. Alt plus N.
And here is a regular browse window.
Shift tab. Name split button. Shift tab. Not selected. Audacity.
Audacity. So I'm again in the documents folder. Let's say I'm N. going to...
WordPress with speech.txt.
Just, I'll select this TXT file. Press enter.
Enter. Not selected. Phone number.txt. Message edit.
I'm now into the message body again. I'll shift tab now, and in between the subject and message body must be my attachment. So shift tab.
Shift tab. Phone number.txt 14x101 attachments button.
This is the attachment once more. Shift tab.
Shift tab. Subject edit. Example of working with it.
So here is the subject. Subject. If I tab now to go
tab.
The opposite direction.
Phone number.txt 14 tab. Message. Message edit.
And here is my message. Let's try now the second way of adding attachments. And now I'll go in documents to bring another file.
Windows M, folder view list view, PC, 22 of enter. PC,
documents.
Documents.
Let's say I'll bring this one. So I copy the file. I'm not opening the file, just hit Control C for copy.
Copied.
Go with Alt Tab to my new composed email.
Alt Tab, example of working with attachments, message HTML.
Okay, so there is it. Message edit. I'm in the message body, where it's important to be. And here I paste the file.
Pasted.
It says pasted. Now I double check using the Shift Tab keys in order to go in the area in between the subject and message body.
Shift Tab, new phone number.txt. Shift Tab, subject edit, example of working tab. Phone number.txt 14x102 attachments button.
So it says 1 of 2. If I'm going now with the right arrow,
login details.txt 81x202 attachments button.
So this is the second file what I bring in using copy paste. All right. So now if I press tab,
message edit.
Is the message body where I can type whatever I want to send, and hitting control enter, I can send my email. Keep in mind, not every kind of file could be added as an attachment. Also, it is a limit in terms of the attachment size. All right, so this is my episode for today, the tutorial about working with attachments. It's simple like that, it's not a big deal. Hope you enjoyed this short tutorial. And as always, if you have questions, just drop me an email at office@accessiblecomputer.co.uk. On Skype, you can find me at the ID accessible.computer, and also by phone, calling me at 07788241125. Bye for now, and see you next time.